Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
free, and because the Son has set us free, we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray, Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, my Lord, my God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love, oh God, that you placed in our heart, and we thank you, oh God. Lord, created us a clean heart right now, a broken and contrite heart, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, repenting in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. With men, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you for your love, oh God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, oh God, our soul thirsts for you, for the living God, our soul yearns overwhelming desires, yea, even the pride of the courts of the Lord, our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God, amen. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today, that the fire burns ever increasingly in us, in the name of Jesus Christ, uphold it with thy free spirit, oh God, and let hallelujah, let God be magnified, amen. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us, that our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Circumcise our heart, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our lives, creating us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord our God, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Please say real moment that you may be glorified, honor, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your dear Son. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So renew a right spirit within us. Have the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to worship you right now. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, as we yield to your way right now. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, and all the admiration. Hallelujah. We exalt your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare in the crowd right now, here on the show today, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are walking in the light and we have the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting his glorious presence right now. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and taking place right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We declare in the crowd the blood. The power of the blood of Jesus Christ and his holy name. We live, we move, and we have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Welcome everybody to the shop. I'm your host, Prophet C. Chantel Manning. I'm so glad to to be here today because God has kept me, and I thank God for the keeping. I thank God that he cares for me, amen, and you too, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Go ahead and shout, Sister Dilly Mama, give God a praise going on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you, Lord, for another day journey, and I'm so glad about it. I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Thank you that I have no early morning or late night phone call, and my whole family's all doing well. I just thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. I just thank you, thank you. Whatever you doing in this season, please don't do it without me. And you,
yes,
and
Lord.
You, and you. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you. I'm just grateful today. In spite of, I'm grateful and thankful because I'm here.
Hallelujah.
I could have been somewhere, but
hallelujah.
I'm here above the living. Amen, amen.
Yes,
Lord,
that's good.
Thank
almost
you,
God.
Thank
nobody
you,
but
you,
God
thank
can
you,
do
you.
It. Amen.
Nobody
but God can do it. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says
yes.
With man, it's impossible.
Yes.
With God, all things are possible.
Yes.
When you stand
yes.
on that word,
okay.
when you decree and declare it over your life today,
yes.
amen.
Believe.
In the mighty name of Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Know that all that you
yes.
need, all that you ask for, God can
yes.
do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Will you trust him? Will you trust him?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even when you can't
yes.
face
yes.
him,
yes.
will you trust him?
Yes.
Glory,
yes.
glory, glory. Hallelujah. God
yes.
bless you, Sister Dilly. We love you.
Yes.
And we thank
yes.
God for
yes.
you,
yes.
Mother.
Yes.
Hiya. Come on now. Come on now, Sister. Show glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Cousin Brittany Gallon. Show, give God our praise, glory, light, and show glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Good afternoon, all of my sisters on this shout. Let's shout, shout, shout. I'm excited. Thank God for this glorious,
yes.
wonderful, marvelous day. My mom and I are here in Monroe for her appointment on tomorrow morning, and we are just enjoying ourselves. So to
Amen.
God be the glory. Say hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
praise
you, Jesus.
Praise,
praise
every
the
moment.
Lord.
Enjoy the time. That
thank
we,
you, Lord.
Oh, way up in Monroe, Louisiana. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord. We are free, free, free. Free from worry. Right, Mother?
Yes. Hallelujah. We're free. Be free. Receive
it.
Thank God Almighty. We are free.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We're praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that it's already done. We are you're already victorious. Amen. You're victorious. I mean, you're blessed and you're going out and you're blessed and you're coming back in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that we thank God for you. We love you. Cousin Brenda Gallant ain't rooting, man. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. Y'all remember that song, Can't Nobody. Come on. Do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Come on now. Do me like the Lord. Hallelujah. Can't nobody. Do me like Jesus because he's my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Come on and shout, cousin. Don't eat the dog. Give God our praise. Go on and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning. So I'm on my way.
Yes.
And most of all, when I woke this morning, I was closed in my right mind, and I thank him for it. Thank you, Lord. He took care of me all through the day, Father. And I want you all to pray for me that I keep on running in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord. Keep on
yes,
running
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Knowing that God is able.
Yes,
he's
he
able.
Is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep
my
you.
Lord.
We thank God for you here on the shout. We thank God for your shout on today. We lift up those that are normally here on today and every guest that is listening in today. We lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ, Sister Sharon, Sister Kimberly Ruffin, amen. Darina Dunley, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Jordan. Those that are normally here on the foot of Sister Connor, we pray their strength, their peace, their joy, their protection, their healing right now, that God will divinely intervene and turn it all around for their good in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and all that's on the call today. We lift up the doors, amen, that God will continue to strengthen him, God, and bless him, pour into him mighty and great, amen, that God will increase the anointing on his life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance all night. Hallelujah. Just thanking God. Being in that place where you think about it, you can do it. Just shout, dance. You can't control yourself. For the goodness of the Lord is working in you and for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You all, I want to talk about worship and praise. Amen. Worship and praise God for who he is. Amen. And in the name of Jesus Christ, see, worshiping God is one of the most powerful things that we can do. Praising him takes the focus off of ourselves and puts it entirely on him. And that is always the best way to approach God and begin to pray. Amen. Before you pray, praise and worship. Have a moment of praise and then worship and urging in the Holy Spirit. See, prayer is communicating with God and communicating your love and gratitude and worship and praise to God is the best way to start any prayer. That's why when we get on the shelf of worship, we do is we shout, giving God our praise, glory up, and we pray. Hallelujah. It is also healthy for your mind, you all, and soul, as well as your physical body. See, too often in our busy day, we don't worship and praise God to the extent we should. He desires more praise than we give him because he has so much more he wants to give us. Amen. See, when we praise him, he reveals himself to us, and he wants to reveal as much of himself to us as we can receive. Amen. See, great things happen when we worship God for more than we can even realize. Amen. See, worship is opening up your heart to God. Worship is inviting the presence of God to dwell with you. Worshiping is praising God as your creator. Worshiping is exalting him as the God of love, honoring and thanking God for all he has done, thanking Jesus for all he accomplished on the cross. Amen. Worship is allowing God's holiness to touch you. Worship is demonstrating your love for God. Worship is affirming the loyalty to the Lord and preparing to receive all God has for you. Worshiping is acknowledging God as almighty and all-powerful. Worship is a letting go of all else and embracing only the Lord. Amen. See, no matter what is happening in your life, God is always worthy of your praise, good, bad, or other. Amen. See, that's why worship must be your first reaction to everything. It should become a way of life, a priority. Amen. You can decide to wake up in the morning thankful to God because you know he loves you more than you can ever fully understand. Start your day by praising and worshiping him for all that he is. And remember some of the many ways that worshiping God affects your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand there are countless ways of worshiping God that affects us. Amen. That affects me. Amen. I'm going to speak on my behalf and some of us that's out there. Amen. See, understanding worship requires an act of your will. Worship requires an act of my will. Worship is a choice that we make every day. Worship softens our heart and builds our faith. Worship enables us to become more like the Lord. Worship is a powerful weapon of our spiritual warfare. Worship helps us to hear God speaking to our heart. See, worship evaporates all our fears. Worship invites God to pour himself into us. Worship God deepens our relationship with the Lord. Worship changes our mind, our heart, and our attitude. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, see, there are countless reasons why you should praise God. See, you remember just some of these that I've given you today, a reason to worship and what worship does for us. We'll motivate, we'll give motivation even for you to worship and praise him many times throughout today, especially each time you pray. When you just take a moment and realize that God has kept you. Amen. It's been times when I've just get through eating. I'm getting up to walk through the house, and I just start thanking God, and I'll look at my husband and say, David, oh, look how God has blessed us. Look at the food that's on the table. Look at the roof that's over our head. Oh, look how I'm walking straight up. Look how there's no pain in my body. Just thanking God every moment of the day, because it is he that has given us life and not ourselves. It is he that gives me every breath to take and every beat of my heart. So why wouldn't I thank him? Hallelujah. When I have the moment in time that he has given me to take, I take that time to praise him, to worship him, that created me and the universe. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so excited. Welcome, Evangelist Kimberly Ransom. Hallelujah. The eight good reasons you ought to give God praise. Praise to God. Hallelujah. I praise God because he is worthy of my praise. God. Psalms 96 and 8. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Amen. I praise God because he brings thee into his presence. According to Psalm 95, 1 through 2. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Amen. I praise God because he hears my prayers. Amen. John 9:31 says, now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Amen. Hallelujah. So I praise God because he hears my prayers. I praise God because he does so much for me. Psalm 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Amen. I praise God because he guides me in all things. The Bible says in Psalm 16:7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. Amen. I praise God because he delivers me and sets me free. The Bible says in Psalm 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Amen. I praise God because he protects me in times of trouble. The Bible says in Psalm 91:1-2, amen, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Amen. Hallelujah. I praise God because he heals me and gives me life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 32:4, oh Lord, my God, I cried out to you when you healed me. Oh Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive and that I should not go down to the pit. See, praise to the Lord. You sang from here and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Give God all praise, glory, and honor, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what he's done, what he's doing right now. Amen. And what he's about to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, will you trust him? Will you trust him? You know, understanding, calling on God by his name. In the Bible, God is referred to by many names, everyone. And there are also many words that describe his attributes. See, I believe the reason for this is that we cannot begin to understand all of who God is without these names and descriptions. See, the Bible was written to help us know God and understand his ways. See, the more we know about God, the more we will be able to praise and worship and appreciate and thank him in the passionate way he should be acknowledged. Amen. See, I'm going to go over these names with you today so that you can have a little bit of understanding of some of the names that the Bible gives us. See, each of these names of the Lord shows us an aspect of his nature and his attributes. When we acknowledge and praise him for who he is, our faith is in his ability and desire to be there to us increases. Amen. See, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Amen. See, I want you to understand the names of God and the attributes that are found in the Bible. So let me give you a few of those names. And I believe some of you all have some. I'm giving my mom a book of prayer of you all, and I have one for you too. Evangelist Kimberly Ransom. I'm working on your prayer book, and I'm going to get that to you. Amen. And anyone else that wants one, I will write it up for you. Amen. I'm trusting God to be able to have my first book to be produced of prophetic prayer. So I'm trusting God for that this year. Amen. This year to be done and produced in the name of and authored and published in the name of Jesus. I'm getting tongue-tied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The name, this one for the name and attributes of God so we can have an understanding. See, the Bible says, Lord, I praise you and I thank you for being my God, mighty God, everlasting Father. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We see this in the book of Isaiah 9:6. Healer, to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, according to Malachi 4:2. So he's our healer. These are the names and the attributes of God. Deliverer. He's our deliverer. The Bible says in Psalm 70:5, hallelujah, I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. He's our counselor. Psalm 16:7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart all instructs me in the night of season. He's a restorer. He's going to be our restorer. are restored. How many of us need restoration? The Bible says in Psalm 23:3, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The power of God, the power of God. In 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A strength to the poor and a refuge from the storm. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 25:4, you have been a strength to the poor and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm. A shade from the heat. Amen. The stronghold in the day of trouble. In Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. He's our hope. He's in knowing our hope. According to Psalm 71:5, you are my hope, O Lord. Savior. Luke 1:47, my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. Helper. Helper, John 14:6, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Lifter of my head is another name of God. Lifter of my head, Psalm 3:3, you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. Holy Spirit and teacher he is. Luke 12:12, the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you are to say. Amen. What you ought to say, Holy Spirit and teacher, comforter and giver of mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:13, the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. Hallelujah. Provider. He's our provider. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. According to Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call on him. If you need restoration, call on the restorer. Amen. If you need help, call on the helper. If you need whatever you need, provide. You need God to provide. Call on God the provider. Amen. Hallelujah. If you need a healing, call on God the healer. If you need deliverance, call on God the deliverer. If you need counsel, call on the God the counselor. Amen. If you need God's power, call on the power of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank God. We thank God. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray this powerful prayer. You are Lord. We come to you. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. We worship you this day as the almighty creator of heaven and earth. You are the all-powerful God of the universe from whom nothing is impossible. We exalt you as our creator, and we praise you as our heavenly Father. We thank you that you are the God of love, peace, and joy. We praise you, O Lord, our God, with all our whole heart, and we tell of all your marvelous works, oh God. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will sing praise to your name, oh Most High God. Amen. We thank you for all that you are and all that you have done. Amen. And all that you're going to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to be our Savior and Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid to save us. Thank you for rescuing us, for giving us and giving us new life. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us and comforting us and filling us afresh with love, peace, and power. Thank you for your word that gives us life. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and mercy that endure forever. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We decree and declare today that it's already done, that you are blessed. Amen. And you can never be cursed because God has blessed you. The Bible says that God has blessed, no man can curse. And that God has cursed, no man can bless. So decree and declare over yourself as I do today, I am blessed. We are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Let's go and give Evangelist Kim the Reverend a shout today. We want to hear your shout, Evangelist. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I hope I'm not staticky. I'm by the beltway, but hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. I love you, God. That's my shout for today.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I like your song. It was powerful. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all. You all remember today's service. We're back here on Monday at 6 p.m. Advice Night here on the Shout. We're just trusting God to keep on keeping on and being with us as he always have been. Join us for Sunday service, Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here Saturday for our lead teaching here at 845-277-9213. God bless you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all have a blessed weekend. Amen. And I ask you all to lift up my dear friend's family. I lost a dear friend, Durrell Ewing, today. And we just pray, God, we comfort the family and their loss. In the name of Jesus Christ, may peace come and be still in the hearts of his family. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Remember, you all, Jesus is Lord, and you are blessed. You are saved. Hallelujah. By mercy and grace. So we thank God that you all be covered by the blood of Jesus, knowing that, hallelujah, if God be for you, who can be against you? I love you, and I thank God for you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look dumb with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get that on a great day. But when I get